even though it's only one person, having that alter ego sort of thing kind of breaks it up and it's kind of a co-host without there being a co-host. But I mean, just
can we at least agree that this Canoodle McNoodle sucks so bad? It's just like, oh, get her off the damn show.
At least it's a different voice, because you were all worried that it was going to be the same voice.
I was just like, oh, he took the shitty way. That was the thing. I was like, going, I don't think he can do it without Poodle McNoodle. And then, of course, at the last minute, he brings up Canoodle McNoodle. And I was telling you in the car, it's like, it's probably going to be the same damn voice. And he's going to do the same thing. So I'll give him a little bit of credit for trying a different voice. It failed. It tried and failed.
Well, it was a different voice. Wadib. I mean, he only... Anyway.
That was the Bene Gesserit that said that, right?
We listened to a 2008.
And we listened to a 2009.
And a 2009.
Right.
We didn't get to do 2010, 2011. I mean, that should really be a thought experiment or an audio experiment for us.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Can we at least agree that this Canoodle McNoodle sucks?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2534 of the BFO44, right? The 13th of October, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we've got a lot of voice letters. Yes, Big Buddy. Hello, Trista Dickophobians. Hey, that sounded vulgar. Triska Decaphobians. Yes, Big Fatty, that's much better. Or Paraskevideca Triophobians. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're for right. Is going well. Y'all, you are Triska Decaphobians because, y'all, it's Friday the 13th. And y'all, that word means that you are a person that has a fear of a full right. The 13th, Big Fatty. I fear that you're gonna barf all over the keyboard is what I fear. This weekend, we have not one, not two, I say two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, we have two, I say two, today. Y'all, the first is my oldest daughter. Y'all, it's Fairy Princess Holly up there in the Minneapolis. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Fairy Princess Holly. It's true. And y'all, I think she's having some back problems or something like that. So not only wish her a happy celebration, but keep it in your thoughts to get her back feeling better. And y'all, then also today, y'all, he is over there in the Bulgaria, Mexico. Y'all, he is the crazy Mexican, former number one fan of the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty. And a homosexual partner to Mr. Zed. Big Fatty. Y'all, it is the crazy Mexican that had him. Big Fatty, we love him. And y'all, then on Sunday. Y'all met her many times out there at the Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty, she likes to pull her mohawk across the carpet like a dog with worms. Well, okay. She's just as sweet as she can be. Y'all, it is Miss Melissa Miranda Melinda from out there in the Soames Bar, California. Hey, Big Fatty, is Soames Bar on fire? I don't know. But I hope not. So y'all, if you see Fairy Princess Holly or that crazy Mexican Had Him or Miss Melissa Miranda Melinda on the 20 or the face space, y'all wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get not one, not two, but three big old pieces of cake. Oh, I know how them well, because he eats more cake or donuts. Oh, yeah, he loves the donuts, too. He's a cake. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, you big fat thing, you're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big fat
thing. Hey, this is Bill.
Hey, this is Jim.
Hey, this is... Chris. And we're so happy to be here with you tonight. We are standing in the...
Horror
Hotel. Wishing you were here. Thank you so much for all you always do for Pride 48 and the Horror Hotel. But you're not here, so fuck you. Love you.
Aw.
We'll see you
soon. I got my ass split wide open tonight.
Oh, my God.
Wide
open.
You know, I think you call this puppet weekend.
Lend a friend a hand weekend.
Lend a friend a hand this weekend or puppet weekend.
Chris.
You should be here.
Oh, I just pulled a rabbit out of my ass.
And he is not lying. I saw the rabbit and it jumped away and that. Anyway, Big Fatty.
We love you.
Love you too.
Boop. See you soon.
Love
ya. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that is the crew from over there at the Horror Hotel. Big Fatty in the season of horror, it's true. And Jim, number one funky homo, and all Chris. And I didn't catch the name of the magician that pulled a rabbit out of his ass. Big Fatty, I think his name was El Vulgaro. Oh, okay. Well, El Vulgaro, lovely to hear from you as well. And, Big Fatty has just, in the past day or so, decided that he will be going over to the Horror Hotel for the Veterans Day weekend. Big Fatty, is that Larry the Veteran? In fact, this year it is indeed Larry the Veteran weekend with our good friends Jerry and Rick will be there, and Larry the Veteran, and and I think Granny and Durwood are going too. Yes, Big Fatty, you know Granny's a veteran too, I know, but that was back during the Civil War. Yes, Big Fatty.
So we're driving to Vermilion to go pick up the bunnies because we miss the bunnies, and because they're coming back home in a couple weeks for a little visit. I'm making a story. I'm telling a story, I mean. So we're going to get the bunnies, and it's like 265 miles, maybe 270, to go pick up the bunnies. But we're killing two birds with one stone. We're giving them a break. And by break, I mean, you know, they don't have to worry about getting home to feed them or anything like that. And then we're saving them money. But then we get to spend some quality bonding time with the bunnies. So there's some road construction, and Smelly is he's anywhere between 20 minutes ahead of us or 10 minutes behind us. So I was concerned that the road construction was going to make me end up going a different direction or something. So anyway, I called his cell phone. You know, the cell phone that he never lets out of his sight, that he's always got with him and he's always got his face in. Well, anyway, I called it. And as soon as the voicemail picked up, Sydney said,
"Dump him."
He's dumb.
Dear, that's a yell. That, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And thank you so much for that, the driving report to go get the bunnies. Big Fatty, is those the bunnies that Jim's friend pulled out of his, out of, no, I don't think those bunnies are Big Fatty. El Vulgario did not pull those bunnies out of, well, thank you for calling.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Rick and Jerry. It's 7:50 on Tuesday. We just got in from the Hara Hotel, and I have a message for you from two big daddies, Daddy Tim and Daddy Jimmy. They're looking, supposedly they want you to get in touch with a guy by the name of Sammy. They're looking for a pageant producer. They have something coming up soon, so... And they want to remind you that we need you in Augusta for Veterans Day to go over this big new event, if you could be there. Hope you have a good week, and we'll talk at you later. We're extremely tired after being at the Puppets show all weekend, or for a week. Talk to you later, Big Sam.
Dear, I see y'all. That, of course, is my good friends, Jerry and Rick. And Jerry and Rick, thank you so much for the call. However, y'all, by the way, Big Daddy Tim and Big Daddy Jimmy are the owners of the Hara Hotel, and there's no way in hell I can help them with some sort of pageant. Big Fatty, I love the pageants. Well, perhaps a poodle can assist with a pageant. But yes, Big Fatty, we'll call it the poodle pageant, all right? Anyway, Jerry, I did announce just a few minutes ago that I will indeed be over there at the at the Hara Hotel for the Veterans Day Hootenanny. So looking forward to seeing you over there then, and we can talk about the special Hootenanny coming up MLK weekend in January 2018. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy 70th birthday, Haddam. Bacon Bits and I were going to dig out the bongos and do you a song, but we have not been able to coordinate our schedules. So hopefully you get this on your birthday.
Yeah, gussie, y'all. That, of course, is Miss Bacon again. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call, I'm sure. Y'all, I got to say this. When Miss Bacon sent me the call, the spell checker, instead of it did the autocorrect, so it said a message for, instead of hat M, H-A-T-E-M, it said a message for hater, H-A-T-E-R, B, Fanny, don't be a hater. Miss Bacon, I specifically played this call a little bit out of order, just so the old 70-year-old would get his message on his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Fart Pants. So I just listened to the Little Scotty show, and I'm really late listening to it. So, Scotty, my apologies if you hear this. But anyway, if anyone else listened to, go ahead and fast forward through my messages, but listen to his responses or whatever. So basically, his responses were worth my weight in gold, and maybe even my weight from before I started the diet in gold or whatever. So anyway, he's just adorable. So thanks Scotty.
Yeah, I see y'all. Miss Bacon is at it again. Yes, Big Fatty, you're the answering service. It's true. And Miss Bacon, I know I've caught up on the little Ozzy battler myself, and it's lovely to hear things pepping up for him. Big Fatty pepping up. And with a new new job and a new boyfriend. And yes, Big Fatty, and don't forget Alan. No, we can't forget Alan. So, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for, and we're happy to pass that message along to him. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy Bear. There was a Spanish guy, this Korean guy, and this Russian guy all working for the same construction company. At the beginning of the day, the boss comes out and says to the Spanish guy, "You're in charge of the cement." Then he said to the Russian guy, "You're in charge of the dirt." Then he said to the Korean guy, "You're in charge of the supplies." He then said, "I'm going to be back at the end of the day to check on your work, and it better be good or you're fired." So they all go off to get the work done. At the end of the day, the boss comes back to check on their work. He looks at the big pile of cement and goes, "Good work," to the Spanish guy. Then he looks at the big pile of dirt and says, "Good work," to the Russian guy. Then he couldn't find the Korean guy, so he asks, "Where the heck is the Korean guy?" All of a sudden, the Korean guy jumps out from behind a big pile of dirt and yells, "Supplies!" Have a good day.
Yeah, because it's Big Fatty. That was a good one. Y'all, that, of course, is Jimmy Bear. And y'all, I had that one, and I just couldn't get it in last week. But y'all, I think that one was well worth waiting for. That was a, yes, Big Fatty has a good one, especially on Friday the 13th. And Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for our Friday kerfuffle. And we look forward to hearing many more from you in the very near future. Yes, Big Fatty, keep that content coming. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, a couple of things. Y'all, that Moose P, you know, I gave you his recipe for the fried cone, and he sent me a message and said, "Oh, Big Fatty, you don't actually fry it. I only call it fried cone because it's fixed in a frying pan." And so, y'all, you don't want to burn this fried cone at all or get it brown or anything. He says you'll absolutely ruin it. Y'all, you know, that Ed Chan over there in the Singapore, Mexico, y'all, he was telling me about the moon cake a while back during the full moon, and y'all, he sent me some pictures, and y'all, it's a pretty little cake. He says these are the moon cakes, lotus paste filling with double salted duck egg yolks, savory and sweet, only available just before the mid-autumn festival. And y'all, all I got to say, the pastry part looks quite dainty, but y'all, the most impressive thing is Ed Chan can open his mouth wide enough to handle most any gentleman caller that comes around. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I got an e-letter from the Turnip Head. And, you know, I've been saying how you ought to watch the Good Doctor. And he writes and says, "Big Fatty, I got to tell you, what an emotional roller coaster. The flashbacks to his childhood are intense. I binge-watched the first 3 episodes in one night." And, y'all, it's a good show if you're not watching it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Daniel Biba and the old crooked head Adam Burns, previously of that Dubious Intentions. And, Daniel, what are you afraid of?
Can we at least agree that this Canoodle McNoodle sucks?
Oh, Big Fatty, that is my second cousin twice removed.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.